Blog Talk Radio.
Please put your seats in the reclining position. You are now entering
the Adult Zone.
Adult Zone with La Crush and Black Reporter.
Only on Phone Fantasy Radio.
Go me. I'm on time.
Good evening.
Black Reporter.
And the thing is, I'm doing one of those rushing into the control room with my headphones still in my hand, putting them on real quick. And
Okay. We made it. What's up, Black Reporter? Welcome everybody to Phone Fantasy Radio's The Adult Zone with myself, The Crush,
and myself, Black Reporter.
Right. excuse me. We're gonna start off by asking Black Reporter how was his weekend.
My weekend was good.
Okay.
Like I mentioned to you earlier.
Mm-hmm.
I may have not mentioned this to our fans, but I will not be here Thursday night because I will be having surgery during the day on Thursday, so
uh-huh.
that will be recouping.
Uh-huh.
And I think, crush aside, because we were going to just to take the first week of July off.
Yep. So that give you plenty of time to heal.
Yeah.
We are going to take a time away, folks, next week in observance of the holiday. And also, we've been going strong. I mean, through situations, we still was able to, you know, pull through and host the show since the debut of Brick House on March 5th. And we've just been giving y'all awesome content. So, you know, I think we deserve at least a little break. You know?
Yeah, exactly.
You know, so we're going to take next week off. And we'll be back again July 9th for the latest episode of Brick House with our tenant from the first floor, Miss Brick. Well, tonight, everybody knows it's the last Tuesday of the month. And on the last Tuesday of the month, on Phone Fantasy Radio, The Adult Zone,
we talk about trifling people.
Yep, pretty much. That's how it works.
I mean, some of these stories I still can't believe. I'm saying they actually got people like that in this world. And do these types of things.
Mm-hmm.
And you'll be saying the same thing after our show tonight. Believe me.
Yep. This is a time where we offer our listeners to basically get it off your chest, say it with your chest, however you want to put it. And you need to put those people that just ignorant. You know, just like, really, nigga, really? And get off your chest, whether it's a situation, whether you want to put somebody on blast. We don't care, as long as that after you finish your declaration that you feel a whole lot lighter. That is our goal. So we open up our phone lines to you, 805-830-8320. That's 805-830-8320. Press the 1. And in between that, myself, Black Reporter, or whatever, if you find it in the news and you think it's worth mentioning, but trifling news, definitely call us up because we got some stuff. I found some stuff real quick. I found a couple of stories that are just beyond trifle, right? If you are online, you want to join us in the chat room, blogtalkradio.com/phonefanradio. The chat room is open. I'm in here. I'm saying hi, waving my hands. So you can come in here, make a free account, sign into your account, you know, voice your opinions in the chat room of the stories we're going to offer you. Right now, I see we got a caller early in the game. That's what's up, that's what's up, that's what's up. I see you 980. I'm going to get to you in a few seconds. Black Reporter.
Yes, ma'am.
Trifling news.
We should go with what I consider to be the most trifling news that I've heard in a while. The one I brought to you a little while ago.
Right. Yep. I can say that right now. Black Reporter, this was news reported today. If y'all check the news, out of Kansas City, Missouri.
ACMO, right?
Huh?
ACMO.
Mm-hmm. Kansas City, Missouri, the mother's behind bars accused of keeping her 10-year-old daughter locked in a closet, not letting her come out to eat, sleep, or even go to the bathroom. Such a sad story. The girl weighed just 32 pounds. And according to hospital records, she only gained 6 since she was about 4 or 5 years old.
Allegedly, she was wearing clothes that a 4-year-old would normally wear.
Mm-hmm. And it was falling off of her.
And it was falling off her.
Right. Very sad situation. The mother, Jacole, that's her name, Jacole Prince, the mother and the boyfriend were locked up. The mother's charged with assault in the first degree, child abuse, and endangering the welfare of a child in the first degree. And all 3 charges are felonies, so she is locked behind bars. And the boyfriend denied knowing the mother ever locked the 10-year-old in the closet.
The catch of the whole thing here.
Well, because I'm working backwards, but okay, go ahead.
Okay. She had 2 other thriving kids in the same household.
Mm-hmm.
Who went to school and everything.
Mm-hmm.
Who looked like their age, because I saw pictures of them.
According to the neighbors, when the children welfare came around, according to the neighbors, they didn't even know the 3rd child existed, and they lived there several years. They only seen the 2 children, and it's just horrific. She was 29 years old. I don't know, they went into the apartment. They said it smelled like urine, and the officers noticed a crib was pushed against the closet door and tied off with the rope. Now, that catches, the mother wasn't home. The mother and the other 2 children actually went out to go eat breakfast, and the officer said, "Is anyone here?" And the child said, "Yes." And she was just standing in the closet. Yeah, she was just standing in the closet. She said she wasn't allowed to go eat with her mother and sisters because she messes herself. And, the detectives said she hadn't been out the closet for 2 days. And she doesn't eat every day. Like, she was telling them all the stuff that was going on. So, because she keeps peeing on herself. And the mother did admit that she had the girl in the closet because she didn't want to get in trouble if anyone saw how malnourished the girl had become.
this was called into headline news or sent into headline news simply under the topic of we all have to do something. And that was a shocker. I mean, this was somebody in their neighborhood who reported this to headline news over the internet. And this just shocked me, like, I mean, I don't know. And I said, God damn.
Yep, very understandable there. Okay, so our caller hung up. Shout out to the caller, the 980. If you're listening, call back. You know, we'll let you on air. But, you know, we got to do our show first. So, we still got a caller, though, from the 614. What up, John?
What's up?
Good evening, John.
Hey, why didn't she lock that girl in the closet? That don't make no sense, man.
That's the point of
of the show, John.
No, I just got home. No, you know what I was thinking too? What are they going to do? Put the girl in a foster home and let somebody adopt her?
Mm-hmm.
Hopefully so.
Yep.
Shit, I know a good person that could raise that kid. We're talking to her right now, crush hearts.
No, you don't.
you sound like a. You kind of have a tough image, but you're real softy inside.
Yeah, you think so?
Not in a bad way.
I didn't say anything in a bad way.
No, I don't mean that. You'd smother that little girl with love. Take her to the store. Crush, too. No, that's... I don't understand how it helps. Oh, brother.
you wonder why.
One of them type of stories. So tonight is trifling news, John. You know, we're putting people on blast. You know, you have any trifling news for us?
Yeah, I'm getting tired where the fuck I'm living because they don't fix shit.
Oh.
No, I got a bedroom door that's busted. It wouldn't be trifling, but to me, it's funny as hell. I've been here almost 3 years. I put in a work order, and they say they'll get to it. Now, is that a major project? Come on, shit. I think I'm looking at an apartment. It's not occupied. No, I can't say it. They might be listening that works at the place.
Okay. Once again, folks, the line is open, 805-830-8320. Black Report, you got anything else?
Just something that's sad, but it's so true.
What's that?
Today was one of the absolute hottest days here in South Louisiana.
How hot was it?
Well, most places were over 100 degrees.
Damn.
Wow.
And for us to have temperatures of over 100 degrees with the humidity, that's hot.
Yeah.
But not only that, to have a child in a car.
Oh, hell no.
Oh, hell yeah. And the dad.
He was probably a white person.
Well, probably. The dad told the wife that he would take the baby to the daycare.
Oh, no.
But guess what? He took the baby in the truck and forgot the baby in the truck when he got out to go into work, and he was going into work to tell them that he was going to be right back after dropping his baby off, and that baby stayed in there for 10 hours.
Oh, hell.
How do you leave the baby in there for 10 hours if you was just telling him you was going to drop the baby off? Like,
it's happened before in Phoenix. He forgot he had the baby with him.
Oh, shit. How in the hell can somebody forget a baby?
Well, it's like you're at your work, somebody gets your attention on something else.
He was probably thinking about some chick's ass at work besides his baby. Dumbass.
Anyway.
Yeah, what's the status on the baby? Is it
dead?
It's gone. What?
Oh, man.
It's dead.
Yeah. The baby, 11 months? Baby's not. Damn, that's sad. And you would think people would learn, like, how do you, I don't know.
What the hell
but
they
that
got to do
twice.
To that? That's what I'd
that like. That happened twice in the Phoenix area within the past 5 years.
Huh?
That happened twice in the Phoenix area within the past 5 years.
Wow, that's crazy. Anyway, folks, once again, it's Trifling News. on a quest at a mini crush. He said, crush too, imagine that. No.
oh, you'd make a great adopted mother, man. You'd spoil a kid rotten.
treat it like I treat Kitty.
Ooh, and not like you see, that's scary.
Why?
Because if you treat a little child like you,
hey, is that a female
Kitty.
Cat you got?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh shit, that wouldn't work. I was figuring I could. My cat's a female. No, maybe they might be gay cats. They might get along. Nah.
Wow.
Oh my God.
I'm tired of J-Lo. I just want to say that.
You think somebody would have walked by the truck and seen that damn the kid or something and busted one of
them?
Get out. That's all that sense.
Yeah, it just don't make no sense all the way around. But
exactly.
That's not the only thing going on. Speaking about girls locked in a closet, a 12-year-old girl was locked in a closet for a whole year because she wanted to eat. This went down in Texas. She wanted to eat. And her mother and father, they locked her in a closet for nearly a year with no light and minimal contact with the world. She was released to go to school, eat, and use the bathroom. In the, you know, the family has a small home. She would do her homework by, like, a sliver of light. I guess the door was cracked or whatever. You know, you could see, like, underneath.
Yes,
you know, see, right. So, you know, she was able to do her homework like that. She had three brothers. One of the brothers actually went and told a school, a teacher.
How old was the
child? About the mother. Told the police she was trying to keep the 12-year-old from stealing. The mother told the police she was trying to keep the 12-year-old from stealing food from the refrigerator.
Oh, come on.
According to the father, the girl was told to use a bucket as her bathroom at night and was forced to clean it every morning. You know, this was reported to the news. The neighbors were unaware of the abuse. The father's 43 and the mother's 40, and they're being charged unlawful restraint and injury to a child. The 12-year-old is in foster care. And that's that story.
Damn, man. I wish they let people adopt easier. I wouldn't mind adopting some of these kids. I'll turn them against their parents, and when they get old, they can kill them.
Shout out to Russ on a quest, the few people that's tuned in. Bricky Brick Brick from the first flow.
Hey, honey, you got the double back on your phone. It's like recording.
Where that first flow can it be?
Huh?
Where that first floor tenant be?
Where she be? I don't know. I don't see her. She got to press one if she's online, but she's in the chat room as far as I see now. We have the lines open for anybody that want to share some trifling news. You just want to get it off your chest. You want to have advice, anything like that. This is the time to do it. 805-830-8320. That's 805-830-8320.
Or
shout out to Formore.
Oh, if you want to comment on any of the stories we have brought you so far.
Oh, right. You can comment on that as well. Just sad all the way around. I don't know why. Now, you know, this is trifling news. Some of the stories are going to be very sad. But this story is kind of weird.
What is it?
In right, it's all just odd news.
Oh yeah.
In Albuquerque, Mexico, an FBI employee sues for harassment after she was targeted by coworkers who were jealous of her looks and her Latin music singing career.
What?
Wait, repeat that again?
Right. An FBI employee sues for harassment after she was targeted by coworkers who were jealous of her looks and her Latin music singing career.
What's her name?
Her name is Erika Bonilla.
Hey, put it on Facebook, man. Maybe she needs somebody to party with.
Co-workers were jealous of her looks and successful Latin music career. She claims in the lawsuit she has already recorded an album. She signed a deal to record another album. She got a promotion at her job, and they felt like she didn't earn it. The workers felt like she did not earn that position. They felt like she was sleeping around and, you know, she was very unprofessional and all that good stuff. And this went on for about a good year. She went to her superiors and they brushed it off pretty much. They told her to keep a detailed track of, you know, what she does day by day, of every minute and stuff like that, so she won't get a 10-day suspension. The workers have been going through her personal belongings because, they were spreading all types of rumors about her, saying all types of stuff about this girl only because, you know, they don't like the way she dressed. You know, people were just feeling some type of way. They felt somebody else deserved the position. Instead, she got it. And, you know, they just, like, get rid of her. You know, all types of stuff. They stated that she was in...
Oh, you
got
to get her on Phone Fantasy to tell her story, man. This would be...
They said she was given... They said she was given a position because of sexual relations with management at the Albuquerque office in Mexico and all types of stuff. And so she names the Justice Department Attorney General Eric Holder as a defendant. So she's suing them for, you know, discrimination basis of race and gender.
Well, hey, didn't Bill Clinton do that, but he got away with it?
No. On that note, you know, that all this went down in, like, 2009. So we'll see what happens. But it's just like you're FBI agent and you, a singer. Like, really?
I bet she can really hit
some high notes. Right, she's a professional singer. She's already recorded one album. You know, she has a website up and all that other good stuff. So, I just found that interesting, you know.
I bet she hits really high notes.
I'm not even touching
that. That's Black Reporter's phone.
What?
They saying they hear the echo. That's
your
phone. That's Black Reporter's phone. Do I have a link to what? Yeah,
I'm not even touching that one.
But you're not touching.
Marvelous.
So, another trifling thing I want to put on blast. I want to put MTV on blast. Yeah, I want to put MTV on blast because MTV has, I don't know what has happened to the programming at MTV.
It's sorry.
Oh, this is an overdue one. Go ahead.
Huh?
This is an overdue one. Go ahead.
Like Teen Moms, what else they have on there? They got Teen Moms, they got My Life. You know, they got these weird shows, but they don't have no music.
Yeah,
and wasn't they
music
called
videos.
Music television?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right. But they have no music show. They got 16 and Pregnant. You know, they're showing a lot of stuff that they had. Jersey Shore, like Snooki. Like, what's going on? Like, they don't have no... Is this really what our kids are, you know...
Expect.
It's like, is this what they got going for them? Like, Teen Mom, Teen Mom 2. Like, everything is weird. It's like, so, I don't know.
Yeah, but the 16 and Pregnant is kind of interesting.
No, I don't watch that.
No, because
the only thing
I
probably got on there that I will watch is America's Best Dance Crew. And that's even going down the zone.
Why don't they come out with, what was it, when Monique did the MTV Awards, man, they did, she did her version, I forgot what it was, but it was way better than Mariah. Beyonce, man. Booty
Blush. They, I don't know. What you think, Black Report? I mean, I know it's for the teenagers, but I don't get it. I don't even go to that
you
channel.
You know something? I agree with you. You know, and I'm taking it from a programming view. I mean, you came on the air in 1980 saying, hey, you broke new ground. You were music television. Video killed the radio star. Well, guess what? You just killed the video star.
What? Everything is like extra reality with them. Everything is reality with them. It's like reality TV times 12. It is. Like, they got so much.
Times 12.
You know, they got so much going on. At first, it was The Flavor of Love, Tequila, whatever her damn name was. You know.
Flavor. Didn't they have him on there?
Right. They had Flav on there. They had all these dating shows. Okay, I can understand that. You know, like, but I'm like, yeah, I don't get it. Like, it's like they reversed. I don't know. Then they went down. They had the Newlywed Show. You know, they had, like, I don't know. They had a Pete Diddy on there. What happened to Pimp My Ride Goes Hard?
Didn't they have one with Queer Eye for the straight guy?
Yep, they sure did.
Oh, hell,
They sure did.
Where I first
okay. Now,
Son said they should come out. He should come out with a show called 40 and Miraculously Pregnant. Actually, that's one of the stories. That's one of the stories I have. A lady who wanted to have babies.
Yeah, but you know what?
54. She had a baby. She went to the whole IVE. No, actually, she was 51. She flew halfway across the world to India.
This is one of your driving stories, huh?
She had Indian embryo implanted in her womb. Now she's 54. She was 51 when this happened. She's 54. She's a former teacher. She's in North Carolina. Quest. And she's, you know, the baby is 20 months. Her name is Caroline. She's a beautiful little girl, you know. You can definitely see it.
And what is she in heritage?
Huh?
What is she in heritage?
What has she inherited?
Yeah.
Indian. She's Indian. The baby is Indian, part Indian.
Indian. Okay.
Beautiful little girl. There's a picture here and everything. But she's hoping to return to India later this year. Mind you, she's 54 now, to have a second embryo transferred in the hope of having a little brother or sister for Caroline.
If she wants a little brother, let's give her my phone.
So my thing is there such thing as too old?
No.
I mean, she's not the first one to do it. You know, you got people 62 years old having kids. Like, is there age, though? I mean, shouldn't it, you know, just because it's available, should we go and run and do it?
I'm not going there.
Why not? Black reporter, you an old foe. Why not?
I'm not going there.
Since Black reporter don't want to comment on that, I will. I think it's all right. You know. Hey, you know, if she wants an embryo, just give her my Facebook page. I'll give her some embryos. She don't have to go to India.
Yeah, Sun said his limit is 40 to 42. Right now, we got a whole lot of people I want to bring on. I don't know your name or your number. All I see is a bunch of ones, but you are on air right now. What's your name and where you're calling from? Yep. Hello.
Hello.
All I see is ones, but you got to say something.
Hello. Hello.
Hi, Brick.
What?
Hey, big girl, what's up?
Hey, John, how are you doing, darling?
Oh, fine.
Lady,
how are you?
What's up with this thing? Why is it giving me these weird old numbers? I know what that number is.
Yeah, but
why
you're
is
getting,
it,
honey, you're getting all looking back all on weird. Your phone, baby. You're
that's
that
not me, that's Black
Reporter.
Did I just say that was Black Reporter like 15 minutes ago?
You sure?
215-519, how are you doing?
Good, feel like a real man should, yes.
Nice.
Brown Reporter.
No doubt, Brown Reporter. I mean, code connected with Black Reporter. What's good, y'all? How y'all feel today?
All
hey.
Right.
A-O-T. So, you're living 40 and 42? That's it?
Yeah, and the only reason it's even that is that, all right, first of all, there isn't such thing as too old. You know, just for the health of a woman, you know, you really not supposed to be having children. So past 45, and really 45 is too old. Listen, if you didn't get that shit over with in your 20s and 30s, you just gonna have to take that L. You know, employ a doctor.
Thank you.
Like that. But here's why I say my limit is 40 to 42. When and I'm not even gonna bullshit about this. When I first got on Facebook back in 2008. That's when all of my college friends were starting to connect with me. So everybody's wondering how everybody's doing and all of that. And I swear, in 2008, I was 38. So we was knocking on that 40 goal. But it was like all the chicks that I met with in college, now they want to have a baby.
Oh, yeah.
Some of them had some. You know, some of them been in marriages that they were divorced from, and some of them had, you know, already had kids, and some of them didn't have no kids yet. But now they wanna start new families, and I was actually getting that, like you know, I wanna have a baby. I'm like, huh? You know what I mean? I'm good. You know what I'm saying? But you know, it was a double-edged sword, and this is one of the things that proves that I'm not as mean and nasty as, you know, Rick and y'all be trying to say I am. I'm not going to say to you, listen, you know, you too old to be talking about that shit. You already got a child or two or whatever. Why would you want to see your kids just about to graduate high school or whatever, you know, approaching that age? Why would you want to start that all over again? And at that time, my baby was about four or five years old. So, you know, I was just getting into this thing. But I'm good. But it's like a double-edged sword. I ain't gonna front. I don't think that there could be an age that a man could be too old to have. Well, no, that's not true. But let me put
that's not, you no, that's not true at all, sir.
No. I'm going to talk about socially, not physically. A man can produce a child up and, as long as his dick get hard, he can do that. But all right. Like my dad had his last child at age 60. So you know what I mean. I know that I got a lot more time left in the game, just should I want to play. But I wouldn't consider having a child with somebody my own age, like, come on, man, you know what I mean? Like, I owe it to my child, you know, at least one of them got to be younger. And it's fucked up. I mean, I would, I would, I wouldn't cross the line of 20 years old. Like, I wouldn't go for beyond age 30. But I'm like, if I'm looking at myself, I'm about to be 42. You know, if I have a child right now, by the time it gets 18, I'm going to be 60. Who knows what's going to be going on with that? So, you know, wifey got to be a little bit younger to help, you know, to hold it down. I mean, somebody got to add an inch to the street.
Yep.
So yeah, but yeah, so that's why I say my limit is age 40 to 42, and that's only because I'm age 40 to 42. When I turn 43, no, it's a fucking rap. Like, it still will be 40 to 42, like, but I ain't gonna tell nobody else what to do. But if you get 50 years old and now you decide to have a baby,
oh hell
really,
no.
You should have a mental evaluation. Who the fuck would want to do that?
You know, exactly.
And having a baby now is too in vogue. It's too on blast. Everybody want a miracle baby now. Don't nobody want a regular baby. You know what I mean? You know, 8 kids. You know what? It was,
Octo-seven.
That was crazy.
Yeah.
Look, I presently am 53 years old. I do not want to be chasing after no toddler or no 3-year-old. That shit will tire you out at the age of 37. Much less the age of 53.
You're right, though. I mean, you're right.
It's crazy. You know what I mean? It's crazy. It's crazy. It's crazy. That is just crazy, 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 crazy.
But it's the truth.
I got to me doing my show. I have another story for y'all. This is a little different. We're going out of the country for this one. In Switzerland, the government issues firearms to all military-age men who are required to keep them until they're 30.
Hmm.
Wait, I missed the whole thing. What'd you say?
I said, in Switzerland, the government issues firearms to all military age men them until they're 30.
Why only until they're 30?
Well, that's just what it says.
Okay, well, why is this trifling?
I just interested. I didn't say it was trifling. I said this is interesting.
Oh, okay, all right. I'm about to say, like, I'm into that trifling. Yeah, I believe in firearms. More done.
You into that?
Yeah, I'm pro gun. Guns for everybody.
Oh my God.
Gun legends for everybody too.
Okay. All right. On that note, since nobody's talking.
Brown Reporter, did you happen to hear our first story?
Oh, Jesus.
Nope.
You want to recap? You want to recap what we started off with, Crush?
No, you can go ahead and do that.
I want to hear it.
Huh?
I said I want to hear it, but...
It was discovered that there was a 10-year-old girl who, by the way, could pass for 4 years old, being held captive by her mother in a closet in Kansas City, Missouri. And she, like I said, she looked like she was 4 years old. The mother was charged with child abuse and failure to thrive for the child. The child weighed only 32 pounds. Read me the rest of the story, Crush.
Huh? What?
Oh, now we're playing dumb.
Like we went to.
Well,
I mean, I feel you on it, but I mean, but whatever.
10-year-old girl was found in the closet. The neighbors didn't even know she existed. The mother had two other children. They had went out to go eat breakfast and left the child locked in the closet with the crib tied in front of the closet. You know, she slept, she peed, she everything in there. She didn't eat. She was 32 pounds, according to hospital records. She only gained 6 pounds since she was 4 or 5 years old, and she was 10 now. The mother was 29. The boyfriend was also arrested. He claimed he didn't know anything. The mother admitted to she didn't want nobody to know about the child because, you know, of the, you know, people were seeing the child was malnourished. Yep, that's it.
Yeah, that's pretty much it.
Was the child actually malnourished?
The child was 32 pounds.
32 pounds at 10 years old.
Yeah, she was like a little bit over a third of an average average weight for that age. So, yes, she was.
Okay, because I don't know if y'all remember, like, a few years ago, there was a family of children that were like that. And the mom and the dad was charged for that shit. Because they had like four or five children, and they all looked like crazy young, and they were older. You know, 18, you know, up close to like 19, and I believe that they didn't go to school or all this whole crazy stuff, but they were malnourished and all of that. But one thing that brought to mind was when I was younger, I knew this girl, and she looked really young for her age and really, really thin for her age. And I always thought that something was wrong with her because, like, she was 10 years old and she looked more like a 6-year-old. And it was kind of crazy looking as she got older. She always kept that really youthful kind of, I don't know, almost like puppet-looking, exterior. But she did have some type of condition, and I was wondering, were the parents trying to kick that, or was it legitimate?
Well, no, they didn't.
Well,
they didn't
well her
like
reason
that.
Was is that the kid kept peeing on herself. That was her reason for doing it, and she had locked the kid in there, and the kid had been in there. When he found her, the kid had been in the closet for at least 2 days. And
this is not in Philly. This is in KCMO.
Right.
Oh, okay. Right.
So, you know, that's what we're doing today. Anybody got any trifle news? Anybody they want to put on blast?
Oh, wait, I didn't know. Wait. I know I saw something trifling. Okay, wait.
Uh-oh.
All right, I got one trifling thing. It ain't all that trifling. But I'm sick of the old bait and beg scheme, you know, guys that walk the street all day and like, give you a friendly gesture. Like, hey, how you doing, my man? It's been a while. And then you think it to yourself, don't know this person, knowing that you really don't. Next thing you know, then you get hit up for, you know, yo man, I need to catch the bus. You got a dollar? It's like, you know what I'm saying? So to me, that's kind of trifling. I got hit off with that again today. But now I'm armed, and now I just be like, I be like, no, I don't have no money. And then they go away. I mean, you know, I hate to be rude like
why
that.
Why you got
to
say it like that?
Because I just feel like, okay, because when they come at me like that, I feel like I got baited in. You know, like I'm thinking somebody's just being friendly because I speak to people on the street that I don't know, just being friendly. But when you do that and then, but you know, there's a quest for money behind all of that. You know what I mean? I feel some kind of way about that shit. Like, can't people just be friendly anymore without wanting something? Everybody got to want. And they good for doing that shit at the gas station. Like, yo, man.
Let me wash your windshield.
No, they not trying to. No, that was back in the day. You know, they would pump gas or do something. Now they just ask for the money. So I'm like, Okay. Well, until the price of that gallon, did they change that 3 to a 2 again? That game is over. You ain't no extra money here. You know what I'm saying? That hustle died. So, I don't know. That wasn't that trifling, man. I still felt some kind of way about it. I, think it's trifling to act homeless when you got a home. I'll get to the homeless, but I'm fine.
So we have a live 32 years virgin who weighed about over 450 pounds lost over half of that in just 18 months.
Okay.
However, you know, that's a great accomplishment, you know. However, he's still going to be a virgin because now he got that saggy skin left all over his body, like flaps and all that.
Oh, because he ain't losing right.
Mm-hmm.
They just sucked it out of it. Oh, they just sucked it out. See? And I know I don't believe in that kind of shit. That's so nasty. Have you ever seen that shit?
He was a...
Damn.
Hey, yo, girl.
Actually, they say he hired a personal trainer.
That's a lie.
He hired a personal trainer. He had got stuck in a caravan when he was on holiday.
Oh, my God.
Right. He went down. He changed his diet from 6,000 calories down to 1,200 calories a day.
Wow.
And he exercised for up to 2 hours a day.
6,000 calories?
Yo, dude is lying. He got this.
And now he went from a 68-inch waist to a 38-inch waist.
He got the surgery.
And
we know
this.
Yeah.
You know,
because
if you got a personal trainer, they would start you on, you know, once they see you, you know, losing or dropping a pound, they would have start you on doing the whole weight and all that other good stuff.
Mm-hmm.
But my thing is this, you know, I don't know who came up with it, but to make it so everybody else can get it but me, so F y'all. The whole surgery thing. But I don't want all my weight hanging. Like, it's already hanging. I can't imagine myself being half my size and it's still hanging. Like, that's not a good look. Nothing about that is good. Nothing about that is good.
You
know,
It don't work that way.
But you know what's trifling about the situation? Like we all know that this man has surgery, but yet he doesn't admit it. You know, that's what's trifling about. Like, you get the surgery done.
That's trifling.
You know, and 1 year you look like, and it tells you, like, they tell you the first 6 months, you literally lose half of your body fat. Like, literally, there's nothing you can do from the time you have your surgery to about 6 months when you're trying to heal. You literally lose half of your body fat. There's nothing you can do about that. And it's, like, not until, like, after almost a year that you start actually trying to gain some of that weight back. So, you know, even though everybody, like, it's a quick fix, like, it really isn't a quick fix. Like, I went from popping hamburgers to popping pills. Like, that's not a good look.
Yeah.
Nah, man, that should make you sick as hell.
Right.
But
you got all them horse
pills. Everybody don't respond well to that shit. Physiologically, it's not going to respond well. That's nasty.
Mm-hmm.
Man, fuck that shit. You know, like,
that much exercise. And it, you can only do half. That's like having hamburger, no cheese. Look, if I'm gonna do this, I need all of that. I need you to clip this, cut this, snip this, tuck this. I need you to do all that. Like, if you can't provide me with all that, I'm not getting it done. You know.
Well, the thing is, they can't do that because they don't know how it's gonna happen.
Right.
And the reason they have you sign all those disclaimers and all of that is because they know that physiologically your body is going to respond negatively to having all the fat stuff out of it like that. They know that.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? It's just some dumbasses who go ahead and do it, you know, that don't give a fuck about the consequences until they laid up in the hospital worse than they was when they were big
and sexy.
Not everybody ain't big and sexy.
My ex-wife was over four.
That's nice.
Right. Everybody's not big and sexy like me.
My ex-wife was over four, and she's right now at 297, I think, and still nice and sexy, and still big and sexy. But
you said she's still not even sexy?
Four. Huh? What was that question?
You know what, like, all right, for example, like, I like the chick, Cora on Mika Brown, but I don't like the old head on House of Pain. So, you see what I'm saying? Maybe it's the age difference. You know, I can't look at grandma like she's sexy, but the, you know, the young girl on here, she still got a shot, but... That's what it
she
is.
Brown.
What
are you talking about?
I know. Let's talk about it.
Can I just say this? Can I just ask for us to give a moment of silence for our tenant on the first floor? What up, Britt? What? What's going on?
Silence broken.
She was just so silent over there. Like, she is gonna lie.
I mean, the house just shook.
Can I listen to the program?
I know. That's why I didn't know
where
you went.
You were last night, Brick.
Come.
You still need a late pass for your own show last night.
No, I was listening because everyone was dominating my show last night.
We wasn't dominating.
We was conversing. Word. What happened to the old bridge? This is my show. This is my shit. Oh, man, I'll tell you, man. Hey,
public house.
I know
how to stay in my lane. Thank you very much.
Kitty
stopped and looked at me. She's like, what's going on over there? Kitty. Kitty stopped and looked at me like, what are you doing over there? Hi, Kitty. Look, I take it up on the bed and come next week.
Go ahead.
The infamous from the 919. What up, Quincy?
Hey, guys.
Loving the show as normal. Son, didn't we talk this weekend about the women that lost all the weight who looked worse than they did before they lost the weight?
Yeah, dog.
I know. Son and I talked about it for about half an hour this weekend on his show.
Yeah, Because, man, they shave away all the good parts. You know what I mean? Because, I mean, little do you know, if you lose a certain amount of weight, you lose weight on the inside, too. I mean, that's never good. And I ought to know. So I'm like, nah, man, you know what I mean? And we got to put back on that 25 something. Do something. Hold on, do something. But,
that's crazy.
I mean, we saw my chick that got the surgery. You know what I mean? You know, rocked out skinny for a hot minute. It got fat again. it would by no means do it all over again. You know what I'm saying?
Uh-uh, you got Connie Wilson who's going under the knife again.
I'm not talking about people.
Connie Wilson, she going under the knife again. Like, lady, you need therapy. Like, what are you doing?
No, I'm not talking about people who can afford it. Even though I don't know that person that you're talking about. I don't even want to know.
Connie Wilson? Yeah. White girl.
No, who that?
The country. I mean, actress, someone. Oh, you do know, but you just said you don't know. Okay.
No, I really don't know. I really don't know who that is. I wouldn't pretend I didn't know who that is.
She ain't nobody. Well, let me rephrase that. She is a country folk singer. So it's not necessarily across your circle.
Mike Wilson's daughter.
All right, for example. Okay, well, how big was she before she got this?
I don't know. She was probably like in her threes.
Her dad was a bigger name than she was.
Oh.
Okay. All right, because you take that English chick, Adele.
Yeah.
Now, you know, she a little chunky, and you can tell she feels some kind of way about it. I'm like doing a whole video sitting down, tapping your feet, like, what the fuck is wrong with you? You know what I'm saying? But then...
But it fits her. Her music, what you want to do, two-step? Like, do you hear music?
Yo, the whole video, that's a waste of a video. You want to do a video, the whole video sitting down?
What she supposed to do, walk around? She was walking around.
Yo, no, I'm not going for that. No, no. You know what I mean?
She
I'm
moved
not
around like that. That's, a, you
no,
know, the video.
Taking hand gestures. Stop it. Get your ass up. It's a video. You gotta be a star. Get your ass up. Boom. I'm not going to say I believe in real entertainment. And that was not entertaining. I mean, that was not entertaining at all. But anyway, what I was going to say about her is like, she's only a little bit chunky, but you know what does her in is she only halfway cute. And she don't have no titties. So I'm like, but maybe if you stood up, you could get like black men to appreciate your fat ass if you have one. Who knows? But see, she's British. Who knows? I mean, we should consult Russ about that. Russ is in the chat room. You probably stop letting me know. But I don't know. It's like. The show that Quest brought up, we was talking about, like, Star Jones. Like, come on, man. Get the fuck out of here. You look fucking horrible. You know what I mean? Another chick, Kelly Price. You look horrible, too. But,
you know, more power to them. Like, I mean, I don't know. I can't. I don't know what they was going through.
You say more power to them. See, I give credit what credit is due, and I take it away where it's undeserved. They don't deserve nothing. Fucked up.
Why not?
But I'll get next time.
When Kelly Price was her size, and she came out, they didn't even want to put her in the fucking video. They threw her on the screen. You didn't even know she was singing and half the song she was on. Like, literally, they did not want to do a video for the hottest single that she had out at that time.
Mm-hmm.
They did not want to have her in the video. She had to fight to get in that video. And she moved in her video. She was bigger than the child Adele. And she actually was dancing in her video.
Yeah, but she had a real big nose.
Right. She was dancing in her video before she went and had the surgery done. But my thing is this, Kelly Price, you had the surgery done and your career still sunk. Like,
exactly. All of the chicks who ever lost weight, their career went right with the weight.
And then you have little Jennifer Hudson, who I think wasn't that big. They just dressed her wrong. You know, just Hollywood was dressing her wrong. They wasn't catering to, you know, she could have went any, you know, she had to get somebody that could relate to her. She wanted to wear all the fancy gowns and stuff like that. But, you know, it is what it is.
She
got her good old, but you know you're married to a personal trainer, like that's not even good look for business.
Wow.
What?
She's married to a personal trainer. That's not good look for business.
That's what I'm like. I can't tell. But,
like, look,
whatever.
Right. Who? Jennifer Hudson.
Jennifer Hudson. What about her? Can't make an album. She just make good Weight Watchers commercials. That's what's up.
Yeah.
I mean, better commercials, worse album.
This Dr. Tykeen event you're listening to is the Adult Zone on Phone Fantasy Radio with yours truly, Black Reporter and LaCrush Hearts. And it is right before 10 o'clock on the East, 9 o'clock in Central. And, Crush?
What about the West Coast, Black Reporter?
On the West Coast, it is right before 7 p.m.
I think it's right before 6.
Yeah, I was going to say
no,
that.
Yeah, it is right.
It's 3 hours difference.
Yeah, it is right before 7. He's right.
Two
he
hours
right.
From
me. Oh, okay. Oh, yeah, 2 hours from you. Right.
Yeah. I know.
Okay,
I used to live on the West Coast.
Huh?
I know. I used to live on the West Coast.
Oh, so what? And no, I'm playing. All right, folks. We're sharing trifling news. We just chopping it up. We really ain't got nothing scheduled for y'all. I'm lying. I worked hard and I didn't find nothing. I was working on my website, www.superfluffyflirt.com. So I'm gonna be honest, I done got shit.
And remember, we ain't got shit because we ain't doing shit next week. We on a vacay.
Right, we're going on vacay next week. We're going to play the best of, so we will not be live, but you can still catch the best of Phone Fantasy Radio's The Brick House, Monday, 8 p.m., The Adult Zone, 9 p.m., and Crush Grooves, 9 p.m. on Thursday, Tuesday, although the Eastern Standard Time. And, you know, we're going to play some good shows. I don't know. I'm voting for the anal sex or interracial dating. I don't know. What you think, Black Reporter? What was your favorite show so far since March, this year, rather?
The interracial dating.
Interracial dating. What about you, Sun 752?
My favorite show is this one right now.
Besides this
one. I request y'all replay this show right now.
Why would that be 7752?
Why not? You know what I mean? I live in the moment. So the best times I've ever had is right now. All the other shit I can't get back.
All right, what about you, Brick? Do you have a best of?
Yeah, I told you my best of is with the threesome.
Right.
What threesome?
Where we had a live couple.
Right. Ooh, the swinger couple, okay. Yeah, call it. Right. But wasn't that last year's show? Didn't we do that in December?
I think so.
I don't know. No, it wasn't. That's all I remember. Okay. No problem. You know, we'll figure it out. What other quest? Are you still with us? Can't forget.
Yeah, I'm still here.
What, do you have a favorite? You've been following our show for a little second. So, do you have a favorite so far?
I think I like the anal one or the pregnant pussy one. We didn't even finish that.
That wasn't even an official show. That don't count.
I'm saying it was kind of more of an official week because it may have started something else, but it always ended the same way. Every week.
Right. That was very, very, very interesting.
No shit.
I like the Obama show too.
I didn't see that one.
That was the first show Brooke did on March 5th. Everything Obama. You know, we actually did.
Wait,
start
Brooke just started doing the show?
In March. Mm-hmm. Yeah, March 5th.
Damn. Right. That changes everything.
She's like a pro, right?
Right. Yeah,
she
just swing
right on in there. Mm-hmm. Right, she just slid right on in there. So.
Nah, I'm thinking the reason I can't remember a lot of the shows is I just really started coming on, you know, a couple of months ago. So, little did I know, I'm right on the
top. Right, you left us. Right.
Well,
I have some trifling for you guys.
What's that,
if you don't remember some of the shows, you can always go back and check it out.
I remember Charles Marshall.
I'm going to request the show from 09.
09?
Yeah, you were old school.
You know what? Unfortunately, that was deleted. That was the thing. Those shows got deleted. Obviously
not.
Yeah, please don't.
Wait, whoa. This is a little side note before Quest do his thing. You don't download all of your shows?
We didn't have that at that time.
Oh. I have every show I've ever done cataloged away from Blog Talk, each and every one.
No, I don't have that. My computer died. Remember, I had to get a new laptop. My computer, my desktop died.
Okay, I got you. I got you.
Right.
Yeah. Two words: external hard drive.
Yeah, that died too. Like, no lie, that died too.
That shit just died.
It was working and then crank.
I nailed them all.
That shit just done up. What's going on, Quest? What you was about to say, Quest?
There's a gentleman by the name of, I'm reading out an article, so I assume that's all right for me to give his name in the article. Charles Marshall, he's age 29, gets arrested for the fourth time for indecent exposure while sexing a teddy bear. Anyway.
Yeah, you would find that story. You would find that story.
Oh.
Oh, the Teddy Ruxpin, right?
Teddy Ruxpin.
Teddy Ruxpin.
Oh, my God.
That Teddy Ruxpin was a crazy, creepy old bear, wasn't it? That thing, if you looked at it at night, a friend of mine had one, because I could afford one. Yeah, I was a poor, broke child. But the girl downstairs and around the corner, she had one. And when the lights are off and you got the TV going and that doll eyes and mouth started moving, that was some creepy shit. I don't want to go back.
Now, you know what's coming up. You know what's coming up from Fox. You know your boy who does the Simpsons. He's got a new movie coming out with a bear.
I've seen the bear is all crazy, alive. The bear supposedly is supposed to take the attitude
of a 10-year-old. He takes the attitude of a 30-year-old. And oh my Lord, the scenes that I have seen.
Man, they should let me make movies, man. This should they be coming out.
That ain't no children's movie.
Shout out to my eyeball because something's in it. I can't find my good old mirror. we're sharing trifling news right now. We're sharing trifling news right now. I don't have any trifling news as of late. I've been good. Like, I have nobody I really need to put on blast.
I've been A-OK. You ain't no trifling news. I mean, don't we see trifling news all day? See, I used to be in the streets all day, so I used to see trifling news, like, so much. I couldn't even decipher
What was trifling news. That's where I'm at right now. I don't have any trifling news. Neither do I. I'm lying. I do have trifling news. Shout out to the bro, on my Facebook page, who's married with two children. He's been married, you know, for a little minute. He got two kids. They're not his. But he asked me to be his wifey. What?
Oh, my God.
What?
Hey, congratulations, Clark.
Right, yeah. So, like, I can see what you're doing to your wife now. What makes you think I want to subject myself to that? I don't get it. So, shout out to him, though.
You're my wifey.
I got that butt love, baby. Look at that. I got that butt love. You got to step back. You're too close. Like, you got to move on to the next. All that. Step back. You're too close. You got to move on to the next. You can't have none of my butt love. And no, I don't want to be a wifey.
Oh, I had brought this up to Crush, and I know it don't necessarily fit in the quote-unquote Trifling News say, but I know y'all heard that at YID the other night, Drake and Homeboy got into a fight.
Chris
Brown.
You didn't even got the story correct.
Yeah.
Who's Homeboy and who's Drake? What?
Drake and Chris Brown.
Oh.
Yeah.
Well, I didn't even know
Homeboy.
Who's Homeboy?
Right
there, Homeboy. Black Reporter. You need to be a professional, Black Reporter.
I couldn't remember his name.
Can't use that slang around here. No, just playing.
Well,
don't use that slang around here.
Somebody happened to be in the general vicinity. A gentleman by the name of Antonio Parker, and he has placed a $20 million lawsuit against YID for scratching his cornea.
Who the hell is YID? What the hell does that mean?
You mean no ID?
The
club.
That's the name of the club.
Oh, I thought he was trying to say Chris Brown. Like, that's not his initials.
No.
No, they're the ones that were promoting the event.
The party, right. But supposedly everybody was getting on Chris Brown because he told the cops what actually happened. Like, you know how much trouble that man has been into? I don't mind clearing my name, too. Fuck out of here, y'all. I'm a snitch.
Supposedly, a note was sent to Drake saying, "I love making love with your old lady."
No, that's not how it happened. You got it mixed around. It wasn't like Drake. Drake sent it to Chris Brown. Chris Brown sent Drake some drinks. He was sending out drinks to people, like, you know, "Hey, what up?" You know, he sent the drink to her, and Drake supposedly responded with that note.
Okay.
Drink back with the note.
Right. Sent the drink back with the note. Right.
Seriously hurt if one of them can fight.
Well, I mean, they're going to have all their protective gear. None of them are not.
Wait, wait, that's not a street. That's not a street brawl. Huh? Fair enough.
Well, that's not what they said. It's celebrity boxing. It's not, you know, they got to protect
but,
you know, like, that's their bread and, you know, they're not going to, like, yeah, they're not going to do all that. That's their bread and butter. What are you talking about?
How would Tony Parker get his piece? Because all this bullshit that Tony Parker got his cornea scratched. And now he can't play in the Olympics.
Oh, God. Do anybody know what the note actually says?
What?
I know what it should say.
I don't know what it basically was. Don't get mad because I'm fucking your bitch now.
I'm fucking the love of your love life. Deal with it.
Love of your life.
Like, that is, I would throw a bottle at a nigga, too.
I would. Man, how old is Chris Brown? Like, 21?
Yeah,
about
20-something right now.
Ain't no love of your life. Man, you've been all around the world.
Leading to a role breaking out. Meanwhile, Paul is recovering in Paris after having eye surgery.
Uh-huh.
Right. They said he may not be able to participate in the 2012 Olympics. So he's suing the club for $20 million. Saying they should have never had let Rihanna exes in at the same time. I know that's right.
No, that ain't right. Neither one of them tough. Why not? one only beat up chicks, and the other one is like some half white, half black dude from Canada. Get the fuck out of here. I mean, singing on for records with Lil Wayne. Where's the danger? I don't see none. Yeah,
you
know, I mean, I can
see
you let Benny Spiegel in the club.
No, nothing like that.
Oh, man. I don't know. Like, I just don't get the whole Rihanna phenomenon.
But
then again,
that's what the trifling news I had written, because I had saved some, so I came across the story. So allegedly, Willow Smith. Good luck. I say Willow Smith, you wake up. I heard that. Willow Smith tweeted, she's 11 years old, daughter of Will and Jada Pinkett Smith, tweeted her tongue was pierced. Her friend got the bottom of her lip pierced.
Wow.
And she got her tongue pierced. And she tweeted the picture of her and the girlfriends showing off their tongue, their piercing.
Yeah, you know what?
He's got to be pissed.
Wait a minute. No, he ain't pissed because he a dickhead. But, you know, I want to give it to you, Crush. As soon as you said Willow Smith, I knew it was trifling. That was trifling enough. You know, as soon as I heard that, I knew for a fact that this is going to be legitimately trifling. Now, I mean,
one word.
But you... When you understand how liberal her parents are and, you know, the kind of shit that they in, it don't surprise me, though. None of that surprised me.
Yeah, I mean, I'm all for it. I mean, I dig the whole Smith family, you know. I have no qualms about it. But, come on, piercings and tattoos. It's like you putting all this stuff now. What's going to happen when she actually turn 18?
But she is, but they swingers, though.
They don't have anything to do with anything. What does their sex life got to do with her? Like,
they are public eyes. They public eye swingers. They not like regular swingers. They are swingers in the public eye. Like $20 million movie swingers. There are no secrets. There are none.
Right. But once again, what does them fucking strangers got to do with them letting their child get a tongue piercing?
They liberal like that. Anything goes. I mean, what are they going to say? Oh, I can't get my tongue pierced, but mommy, you let daddy fuck other women and say it to the media? Anything goes.
I don't know. What you think, Brick? You got a child. What do you think?
I have a boy. I got a boy.
Okay,
how
does
a small child?
Well, let me put it like this. I have two girls who are presently, right now, with their mama. And I personally know for a fact that their mama would kill whoever did that to her children. If they didn't have the sense to kill the boy or whatever to begin with.
Yeah.
What's that doing back there?
And caught him in the chin. Ew. Let me stop looking at pictures. So.
Yeah, but that is trifling, though. That's some nasty ass shit. Well, it's because she got some nasty ass parents.
And quite frankly,
nasty ass shit.
Anybody think a tongue ring is a
Wait. I got to ask, son. And why are they nasty?
Oh, no, they nasty. Because, first of all, they kicked it like they had this, like, greatest love of all thing going on when they first got married. Then, like, almost, a year or two right after that, he didn't even get pressed into the question. He just asked him, you know, how was his marriage going? He kind of kicked it like, I pretty much do what I want to do. You know, we got an open marriage. Then when they pressed him about having an open marriage, he was like, well, I don't mean open like that. Motherfucker, we all know what an open marriage is. You know what the fuck it is too. Because you know, they get down with that, they down with that Church of Scientology shit too.
Oh, yeah.
So once you start fucking with that, it's pretty much a risk now. It's a rat. It's over. So, I mean, they doing what they want to do. I mean, I ain't mad at them, but at the same time, when the heat comes, and when the product of your loins and the way you handle your business starts to trickle down to your seed, don't blame nobody else. That's you. You made it, all right.
Yeah.
You live by it, you die by it. Ain't nothing.
Well.
Whatever floats your boat.
Hi, this is Christina.
Yeah.
Okay. VH1 got a few shows out. One of their shows they have out is Love and Hip Hop Atlanta. Now, me personally, I seen the first Love and Hip Hop. I watched maybe the first season. Got into like that first episode where Chrissy went bop 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 all over that girl in the room and weaves and pussy was showing all that. And you know, I may have caught a couple of episodes after that, but that was my stint of the Love and Hip Hop phenomenon. However, this thing is going way. I have not seen Hip Hop Atlanta, so I'm not even going to act like I could comment on it. I can tell y'all anything. I can't tell y'all nothing but what I see on my Facebook feed and, you know, what you get into the show. However,
crush.
There is...
Okay.
Go ahead. Somebody got... What you got to say? Because y'all are
going
to keep...
I was going to ask... Ask them the question you asked me earlier.
I was there.
What question did I ask you earlier, Black Reporter?
About MTV.
You asked him.
Okay. What happened to MTV?
Oh,
huh?
Oh. Movie?
What happened to MTV?
How did he get back to MTV?
You what?
I'm all confused. How did we get back to MTV?
I have no idea.
You're talking about the real basketball Desperate Housewives bachelor who wants to marry the millionaire Flavor
that's
Love
not
of Atlanta.
That's not MTV. remember what MTV is supposed to stand for? Music, television.
Yeah.
And where?
Well, MTV, once they were successful with that once they came out with the real life or some shit, the first one, it pretty
the
much it was no more video. No, they came out with the real life,
real
the,
world.
First out, yeah, the real
called
world,
real
yeah.
World.
Real Housewives.
What they came out with?
No,
that,
no,
like,
no, Black Reporter. No, you confusing everything. No, it's called Real World. No, Black
no,
Reporter.
First,
you know Black Reporter.
Back
no.
In the early '90s, in the early '90s, they came out with a reality TV show called The Real World, where they had a bunch of people
okay.
with different personalities and all living in one house, and
yeah.
that was supposed to depict the real, you know, their circumstances and all of that. That was. Pretty much what kicked off the whole, yeah, that's what kicked off the whole reality TV type of generation. But
yeah,
but you could pretty much see that because that show was so successful that they pretty much started going in that direction. So they started pushing all of the videos over to VH1, whereas if anybody really remembers the way VH1 used to be was that they only showed pop videos, like top 40 pop videos. Then slowly they started letting rap videos come in, but you never used to be able to see any hip hop videos, or even like R&B videos on VH1. It was strictly like pop shit. But
pop
MTV had to find a home. Yeah, they had to find a home for the broadening of taste of people wanting to watch videos, rap videos, and they couldn't just do that.
And
on
they also
TV
came
rap.
Out with MTV 2 as well.
Yeah.
Well, they came out with MTV 2 after they bought out the box, Music Jukebox to some people.
Right.
But that was where MTV 2 came out. Because if you remember MTV 2, first used to be able to request videos like the box did, and they shut that down. So it's just what it is.
All right. Well, anyway, enough of that. He done killed my story. They had nothing to do with what I was talking about. But anyway, moving right along, we are at the 30-minute
hey,
mark. What?
Has Black Reporter the same question you asked me?
We at the 30-minute mark. Black Reporter, does it came to the left or to the right? That's a question I asked you, right? Or does it hang to the left or the right?
To the front.
How
early was that?
To the front.
Huh?
To the front.
What?
To the front.
To the front. Now act like you can't pronounce words now. You want to speed talk. All right, moving right along. Well, on a quest, you want to answer to?
Nah, I'm good.
Okay. So two people feel left out because only one person answered the question. Good, great.
Look, Fred, I'm tired of you acting like you're grueling through this show. It's not that hard. I'm actually enjoying myself.
Yeah, you enjoying it, though. We want to remind everybody. Shout out to Mr. Motts, the winner of Brick's House, Kielbasa King contest. He is the king of the kielbasas right now. Mr. Mott out of Chicago. He won. We called him up during Brick's House live show, and it was nice. We felt like a real radio show. So now we're going to be on vacation, but it's not a vacation because we got to work. Because I was told by my tenants and the employees of Phone Fantasy Radio that we need to come up with another contest. I say a raffle, but, you know, they want to make y'all work for y'all prize. So.
Yeah, that's just giving stuff away.
Huh?
That's too easy, just giving stuff away.
So you got to make them work for it. All right.
Yep.
Well, you know. If y'all have any suggestions, please let us know. PhoneFantasyRadio@gmail.com. No, there will not be a pussy contest. No. Just don't even think about emailing me that. No.
It will not be a pussy contest. No. Record, I never once put that in there.
Never said you did. You feeling guilty? So we got, you know, we got a few suggestions. I heard there should be a battle of the sexes. I heard there should be some trivia, just to make it easy. So you know, we'll come back with a brand new array of various topics, and we'll also come back with a brand new prize for y'all to win. I'm saying I should give out some books after having this conversation about MTV and love and hip hop and everything else that's going on in today's media. I'm thinking I should give out some reading material. Like, it's summertime, take your ass to the beach, cut off the TV, take your ass to the park, do something, get away from the TV.
Yeah.
You know, not the radio, but the TV. We also got a live stream up and running. We are coming out with a mobile app. Brick House and Phone Fantasy Radio will have a mobile app. So, you know,
really?
That's coming. Yeah, we're going to have a mobile app, son. You want to be down with us, son? Huh, son? You want to be down with us?
Come on, shit. Hell yeah.
We're going to come out with a mobile app. You know, we're looking into that right now, folks. So, but our live stream is up and popping. If you have an Android, an iPhone, tablet, and you would like to listen to our show, I mean, yeah, listen to our rebroadcast or check out the hot music that's playing on there right now, all you have to do is go to tunein.com or search for the app TuneIn, TuneIn, and basically look up Phone Fantasy Radio. And it's easy as pie. Download the app, go to Phone Fantasy Radio. Or you can go to livestream.phonefantasyradio.com, click on the little Win App button, and, you know, go to shoutcast.com. We got you. So we're definitely on the internet 24/7. We got podcasts coming. We're going to have a Indie Blast Hour. It's going to be awesome. We're going to have a whole lot of fun lined up for y'all. This time I'm dead serious. This time I'm dead serious, so I'm going to be doing a lot of work on my vacation to make sure I can bring some of this stuff to y'all. Black Reporter, The Cubbyhole, we're going to work on that too. So next
yes,
month
ma'am.
We can give y'all an awesome show. We're going to work on The Cubbyhole. What else we got in store for y'all? Brick, coming out with some new topics.
Yes, coming up with some new topics for you guys. Something new to mash your teeth on, some controversial stuff to, you know, get you upset. Yeah.
So after the success of this contest, can we look forward to any more contests from Brick House?
Oh, definitely. There will be more contests. You know, I think of crazy shit all the time. So,
yes.
Next time we'll put something out for the women, you know, to get a hold to. And maybe we can even have our first, you know, dating game on the show. Who knows?
Ooh, yes. We were thinking about that too, folks. I totally forgot about that. We were thinking about sponsoring a date. Listen, I'll pay for a movie or I'll pay for dinner. I'm not paying for the whole date. So, you know, interested, hit us up, phonefantasyradio@gmail.com. Let us know your location and all that good stuff. We're also coming out with our own little community that we started on Facebook called the Fantasy Lounge. Look us up. Hit me up on facebook.com/phonefantasyradio. Facebook.com/heartsradio. We also have Black Reporter on there. Brick House is on there. Super Fluffy Flirt is on there. Sun752 needs to be on there. So, you know, Quest is on there. You got to join the family. So look up the Fantasy Lounge. Sun don't participate like that, but we're trying to get him motivated again.
He don't want to be motivated.
We're trying to get him motivated again. Sun's been doing this too long. Maybe Sun need a vacation.
Nah, you know what it is? Nah. I love doing my shows. It's just that
get back in it. You need to hang out.
Oh, okay. Okay, let's get in the break. Let's get in the break for a good excuse.
Nah, Look, let me just put it this way. I don't play with social networks like that. You know what I mean? I figure.
But my
less
thing
is
okay.
More sometimes.
So what you're doing? I think like this. My thing is this. The radio show actually coincides with social networking. No?
That's one way to look at it.
Yeah, like it really do coincide with social networking. But then again, you know what it is? I'm thinking this, folks. I may be wrong, but I'm thinking this. I'm thinking Sun 752 has been around grown folks too long.
Nah.
He's been around grown folks too long.
Have y'all actually went
to a Sun 752 show and just sat and listened? He's been around grown folks too long.
So you didn't come out
they're the conservative bunch. Let's put it that way.
You come out and play with the kids.
I don't think we're conservative. We just been there and done that. You know what I'm saying? For me personally, I know people my age and older that's still engaged in dumb shit. But my whole thing is this. I don't like to create questions that are come to me that I'm not willing to answer. So if I'm not in the position to create those questions, then I don't have to come up with lies for them. I just, you know what I mean? I've learned the hard way. Keep my fucking nose clean and chill.
Yeah, but my thing is, during a show, you're a very open person.
Look, because I don't mind talking about things that I've done. But I might have a problem talking about things that I do. First of all, I'm just keep it 100. It's too many people, you know, on that Facebook shit, seeing who you reply to, what you say, and who you friends with. And see, with me, I've learned the hard way how to avoid all that bullshit. Don't go nowhere until you ain't got no business going. And then you because I don't have the patience that other dudes have with certain things. Like, because I'm quick to say, like, look, mind your fucking business. I do what the fuck I want to do. Now what happens after that? Now another bridge burned that didn't necessarily need to be. So that's pretty much where I go.
So somebody just sent me a show idea. They said we should call it His and Hers. Rick, Son, myself, primary panel, as a primary panel, and you can ask panel their opinions on a variety of sex and relationship questions. That is what we're doing right now.
Nobody like me.
Pretty much.
We do that already. Like, that don't count. That don't count. But I do
I like the
fact that they included Sun 752.
And didn't include me.
You're not
going to
get away with it, son. Huh?
And didn't include me.
I know, right?
I mean, but you know, y'all know I do that kind of shit all day long. All right, let me give y'all an example. Let me clear this thing. Let me clear this shit up real quick. You know what I mean? Because this ain't hard. You know what I mean? Like, this is the kind of dude I am. You know, like, let's say if I'm on the phone, you call on the other line, I answer the other line, you ask me something like, yo, who are you talking to on the other line? Now I got to add it. Get it? You don't see me today, or you didn't hear from me as many times as you want to. You ask me something like, "What you been doing all day? Where you been?" Now I got an attitude.
Get it? So you had an attitude with me yesterday?
You're not my job.
Yeah, I mean this morning.
It's
you had
only
an attitude with me this morning.
When you are my job. Yeah. Women that I'm not involved with romantically did not hurt me.
What? I call you boo.
Obviously, you don't understand my version of what romance.
Like, look, I call you boo. That counts. That counts.
Yeah, I step back up and step out.
Nah, it don't count. It don't count. I'm sorry, babe. Yeah, it don't count.
Look,
it don't
my
count
bad.
At all.
Okay, my bad.
But it's okay.
My bad.
That's fine.
All right, folks. So this is what's going down Thursday on Crush Grooves. Black Reporter is going to be out. So therefore, it's going to be me. Me.
Tell them why I'm out, Crush.
No, we don't care why you out. You just ain't going to be here. Damn. No, Black Reporter will be going under the knife earlier that day, so he'll be recuperating by the time it's for the show. So, we wish him well. You know, we'll shout you out. We'll shout you out for the first 5 minutes.
that wasn't a proper term.
Right. And then Crush, it's about me.
That wasn't
what?
A proper term.
What was the proper term?
Talking about me having surgery and then saying you're going to chop it up.
Oh, wow.
That's how I like to do it. I take your surgery very lightly, Michael.
So I noticed. And later on when I tell you what surgery on, you're not going to take it so lightly.
I already know. You told me already.
Oh, okay.
You already told me what was on.
That's true.
Yep. So this is what I need for all my peoples on the quest, Sun 752, Brick, Black Reporter, all our guests, whoever hears the sound of my voice, Sunny, Mike, this is what I need y'all to do for me while we're on vacation. I need you to call 347-855-7372 and tell us how much you love the Phone Fantasy Radio. That's it. Tell me your name, who are you representing, all that good stuff, and then you got to tell us why you love Phone Fantasy Radio so I can put it on my live stream. So, once again, 347-855-7372. And all that good stuff. Black Reporter, you could call too, but you can't tell them it's you.
Huh?
You can't tell them it's you. You gotta make up a name, make up a character. I need all our people to do that. I need all the gentlemen to email me naked pictures. At phonefantasyradio@gmail.com. Oh, wait,
didn't
we tried
that
already.
Look, we
tried that already. My bad. Never mind. Pause. Pause, and they say pause. We tried that already. We tried that, and only two people did it. I don't know if I should feel some type of way about that. I think I'm going to go through my Facebook message box, and I'm going to find everyone that sent me naked photos, and I think I'm going to put them on the wall of losers.
Wow. I'm going to
put them on the wall of losers. Like, that's how I'm feeling right now, because I really do feel some type of way.
Some type of way.
I don't feel like Stone was doing his part to contribute to the show.
Me neither. Wait, what? What happened? You said son?
Yeah, I really felt that, you know, son needs to a bigger part to be a part of that fantasy movement. And you're very supportive of him, and he could have been supportive in your contest.
Yep.
That's what
preach. did you just give us the SOH? Did you just say
that's
the
SOH? Nah. Quest didn't send in his dick pics either. So the pot will be even called Kettle Black around here. What Quest did do?
Well, you see, I couldn't enter anyway because I would be ineligible.
Oh, we didn't ask you for your
phone
therapy.
Huh?
Our group is on staff.
I'm gonna do a tea bag contest. See how many people show us their nuts. Like, I don't want to see no pee
hole.
I just want to see
term
your
that came out.
You remember? Huh?
That's one of the stupidest terms that ever came out, teabagging. Like,
teabag.
Yeah, well, you have nothing else better. We have nothing better fun, else sexually fun to do. Yeah, let's try this out.
Oh, my God.
Teabag, like, let me beat you on your forehead, shorty. Let me beat you on your forehead, shorty. Pow, pow, pow. I don't know. Like, people scare me.
But beep it out, though. Quest gave me this live-ass show idea for tomorrow, though.
Mm-hmm.
So tomorrow we're going to be talking about, he was talking about domination, how some people like to be dominant and some people like to be dominated. I'm like, yeah, Quest, that's what I'm talking about. And he gave it to me right at the time that I was having crazy creative block. So tomorrow's show is going to be called The Takeover and The Tookover. Takeover versus The Tookover. So we're going to be talking about how some people like to be really dominant in their relationships. Some people like to be told what to do and be real submissive. Some people frown on both domination and the dominated. So that's how it's going down tomorrow night. We'll be hot.
Okay. All right.
Shout out to On a Quest.
So I want to put this one last trifling person on blast right now. He lives in Queens. He's from New Manhattan. He lists his Facebook occupation, any kind she likes, at pipe layer. His name, that's what it says. I swear to God, that's what it says. Any kind she likes at pipe layer. Excuse me, I keep saying pop. Pipe layer. His name is Sean Jackson. He's going to be the first person to go up on my wall of losers. Why? Because on June 19th, after promoting the contest, he asked to be my friend from one of the groups I'm in. Okay, fine. I have no problem with that. So he says, he becomes my friend. He sends me an instant message right away like they always do. He says, hey, I didn't even get a chance to respond. He says, hey, at 8:26 and at 8:28, I received two pictures. One, he's wearing his jeans and his shirt, and he's laid back, and he got his nuts and his penis out. And then the next one, he ain't wearing no bottoms, and he got his penis out. So my response after seeing that, good 10 minutes later, I sent him the link to the contest. He responds back, what's that? I said, it's the radio show dick contest. If you want to show it off, you might as well enter the contest. This nigga types back, laugh out loud, nah. So, Sean Jackson is going to be the first one on our wall of losers. And after that, I did unfriend him, but,
Let me ask you a question. Did you ever receive a picture from our dear old friend, Jermaine?
Why would I receive a picture from Jermaine?
No, I mean, did you ever receive a picture in the past?
Of him?
Yeah.
Of his face?
No.
Of his penis? Why would I get that?
Wasn't Jermaine always under you and everything else?
Nope, he wasn't under me.
Like one
no.
Year,
how about everything else?
Your number one.
He wasn't under me, Black Reporter. What are you trying to imply?
No, I'm trying to imply he was crazy about you.
Ask about
what
on top, to Black Reporter.
What that got to do with right now, though, Black Reporter? Like, Black Reporter, you always, it's a, what did that got to do with right now?
Well,
what are you getting at?
I thought that he was trying to hit you up that like that.
Oh, we already got past that moment.
Huh?
He was trying to hit me up like what? What are you talking about? What are you implying?
That he was trying to get close to you.
Okay.
Never mind. My apologies.
Shout out to the people that got naked pictures on Facebook of pussy, penis, titties, cum shots, and they still got an actual profile. I put a picture of skin, titty skin. It was titty skin. It wasn't a nipple. It wasn't a cum shot. It wasn't a clit. It was titty skin. The top of my titties, and my account got shut down not once, not twice, but three times. I'm just
Ooh.
Saying. But these people, they got everything. When I say everything, they got everything out. I mean, straight old pussy. Why is she my friend anyway? And I'm looking at her pussy. Mm-hmm. Well, anyway.
She showed
okay.
me a pussy, she'd be my friend.
Huh?
She showed me a pussy, she'd be my friend.
Whatever, you're not down. Look, you're not down. Whatever, you're not down. All that. He's just playing how he was in social. Now he want to see pussy. Like, get out of here. Get out of here. Playing with the emotions. Playing with the emotions. Playing with the emotions like that. Shout out to Cam Super Fluffy. It's back in full effect. We brought back Camp Super Fluffy on Black Reporter.
Oh, you did?
Mm-hmm.
Good.
We brought it back today. We're going to get naughty in there. No, Omar, you can't be in Camp Super Fluffy.
Oh, rat.
Quest, where you go? Why you hung up on us?
I was trying to hit the mute button because I was laughing a little loud and I didn't want to disturb the show.
Oh, you want to disturb the show? Oh. But anyway, folks, on Thursday I'm playing hip hop. I'm playing rap. I'm playing rap from like 1979. Black Reporter's going to wish he was at this show.
You are playing old school.
Huh?
You are playing old school.
Yep. I got fat back, all that. As fun will make fun of my speech, all that.
All that.
I got Lady B, who's supposed to be like the first female rapper.
He was garbage.
to the beat, y'all. We got
the
first female. What else we got going? We got some MC Rock. We got some. Sickle cell. Ew, no, I'm not gonna play that. And all that good stuff. So, you know, send your song request. PhoneFancyRadio@gmail.com. We'll be at Sun 752 show tomorrow at 8:30 PM Eastern Standard Time. Oh my God. I can't wait. What are we doing on your show again? Oh, dominant people. Dominant people. I'm not dominant. I'm very submissive. So I don't think I'm going to have much to say tomorrow night.
Yeah,
but anyway, folks, we're going to be at the Sun Away Shine. What are you talking about, Black Reporter?
What?
Why are you talking to me like that?
What? No.
Why are you talking to me like that? Oh.
They're going to be at the Sunaway Shine Show at www.blogtalkradio.com/sun752. You could call in live at
We're both trying to memorize it, okay?
No, we both wasn't.
Wow.
I was going fine until you said eight.
I love that.
Well, be that way.
Oh, my God.
Be what way, Black Reporter? You just rode in on my horsey. What? You get off the leg. What are you doing?
Shout out to Plymouth Elo.
Huh?
Shout out to Plymouth Elo. That's Black Hole spelled backwards.
Anyways, 347-677-1533 is the Sun Always Shine Show tomorrow night, 8:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time.
And Team Fantasy will be in attendance.
We ain't even say all that. Damn. Mm-hmm. We didn't even say all that. It's not our show. We saying Sun 752. Why you gotta say all that? That's not part of marketing. Damn, Black Reporter, what are you doing?
You probably were.
Oh, you know what, son? You should make a commercial. You should make a commercial for the Sun Always Shine Show.
I had one. Actually, it's still on my Facebook. But.
It's on your Facebook? An audio commercial or a video commercial? I don't want a video. I need audio.
It's video. Oh, you said you want an audio commercial? Okay.
Yeah, I need audio commercial. Or you can send me a video, too. I could put it on my Tumblr. Everybody got a Tumblr page now. You can go to www.superfluffyflirt.com. That's SuperFluffyFlirt.com. Yep. Super
What's
Fluffy
Tumblr?
Flirt. It's another site that lets you basically it's like having your own personal blog. It's a blogging site. You can put your thoughts up there, quotes, photos. You know, you can share with your Twitter, Facebook friends, and all that good stuff. Put articles up there and stuff. I've been adding a little content from my old site, superfluffyflirt.com, and all that. And I think I'm going to get one for phonefantasyradio.com as well.
Cool.
So. You want one, Black Reporter?
Yeah.
All right.
It would be good to put the
it's gonna be from your cubby hole.
Mhm.
You can email your posting, so you won't be limited to the characters of Facebook. You can post whatever you want. I can make one for you when you get your phone back on.
Okay. That'll work.
You want one too, Sun 752?
Maybe. Not yet.
Yeah. You want one too on a quest?
I'm sorry, I'm not even sure where to ask him, but if Sun doesn't want one, I don't either. What is it? What do you
want?
Wow. They're all bailing.
Wow. You know what?
Let me put it another way. I'm sorry. I apologize.
Wow.
Did Black take one? Did Black Reporter take one?
Yes, he did.
If Black Reporter and Sun did not take one, I will go with that as well. I'm not sure what it is.
I took one. Sun did not.
Wow.
I guess he don't want that good old pussy shot then. I guess he can do without pussy. I guess that's how the quest roll. I don't know. So, you know what, pussy? I can definitely understand that. Sometimes, you know, you don't want pussy or penis. You know, that's what we're talking about on Thursday, because I'm in a mode where I don't want penis, you know, so I guess, you know, on the quest is with me. You know what, pussy, I don't know. You practice celibacy on the quest?
You're not going to get me in the middle of that crush.
What? In the middle of what? What are you talking about?
I'm sitting here looking at it. I'm sorry. I'm faced. I wasn't paying attention. I don't know what the question was, but at this point, I don't think any answer is correct, so I'd rather just not say
I don't think I can
weigh in or out of
time.
I was telling everybody about my Tumblr page, and I was asking if anybody else wanted one. Black reporter said yeah. Son said yeah, no, not yet. And then you said if Son don't want one, I don't want it either. So.
Yeah. Well, you got to, Crush, you got to admit, it's no telling what you ask. So I'm not trying to imply anything, but I'm just trying to say that generally Son and I think along the same page, and Black Reporter and I don't. So I was like, I don't know what the question is, but if one says hey, one says no, I'm going to go by that usually say, you know, no. So that's all. I'm just saying.
Okay.
Against you, Black Reporter, you're a good person. You and I just don't think the same way. That's all.
Okay.
But what about me? What do you mean? I'm a good person. I didn't do nothing wrong.
You're a wonderful person. You're a wonderful soul. You're a very special
so
young lady.
So why is he like, okay, Crush, whatever Crush says. Like, why I got to be cautious when it comes to me? I don't do nothing wicked.
Oh, Lord.
All right.
That needs not purposes.
All right.
That sounded wicked.
I don't do... That sounded wicked? Because I said I don't do
that
nothing
wicked.
That
sounded
wicked
to me. Yeah.
Why?
That sounded evil to me. You know what I mean? That sounded real evil to me. I never said anything wrong. Word.
I didn't say wrong. I said wicked. There's a
difference. Wicked, wrong. They both start. I noticed they both start with a W.
One ends with a D. The other ends with a G.
I ain't talking about how it ended up. Oh,
yeah, time, folks, I will tell y'all good evening.
Bye, Black Reporter.
Bye.
Black Reporter, he's on curfew, y'all. He can't stay late with us.
Bye, Black Reporter.
Oh, he left.
Let me ask a question. You talking about Wicked. Is that you doing the booty shake on the Facebook page in the Fancy Lounge?
No, that wasn't me.
Yeah,
you talking about the video I put up, right?
Yeah.
No, that wasn't me. That was some random person. That wasn't me.
Okay, all right.
Somebody put the video up, and the girl butt wasn't shaking. That's why I was like, that video, right? Like, how you making it clap, but ain't nothing clapping. Like, where did they do that at?
No, I didn't look at it that hard, to be honest with you. I don't know. Was it or not? Well,
did she have on drawers? Right, to the Travis Parker, the guy.
That wasn't me.
Right, that wasn't me. That was some random chick. I'm not that light. I'm really not that light. So, right, she was shaking. She was wobbling, but it wasn't wobbling, you know? Like, there was nothing really wobbled about it. And she had on drawers.
You know what?
The last booty video I did, I didn't have on drawers. I did it for No Panties Friday, so. Right.
Yo, a few months ago, they had this thing called the 50 Hottest Chicks in Philly, something like that.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, you should have seen me busting that chick's head on here, yo. But like, yo, I was so ashamed. I was like, yo, don't show this shit to nobody else. And people was like voting on him. And I was like, yo, I didn't see nothing above maybe a 6. I was like, yo, man,
wow.
Ain't that many busting chicks in this? I don't know where they found all of these busted chicks at, but they managed to find all of the like middle of the line, just number somewhere between 3 and 5 chicks, and
wow.
Called them the Philly's hottest, 50 hottest, oh, 50 baddest bitches, some shit like that, some crazy hood shit. Now, I wish I would have remembered that earlier because that was some trifling news, but it's old news. But I'm still devastated from that shit. I'll never be the same. Ever.
There's a bunch of 7 and 8s at this Camp Fluffy. I'm not just promoting, I'm just mentioning.
All right, well, that works
a
for me.
Of,
you know what I mean? Look,
a bunch of
7 and 8s.
That's it.
Feel some type 7
of
is my 10 anyway.
10.
Huh?
10. I think 7 and 8s, maybe a 9.
No,
I'm
there's
looking
no
at an 8.
As a 10. There's nobody.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. I could give anybody a 10.
That's, yeah.
Why you
wouldn't
give me
you.
A 10? I'm awesome.
You're 9.5.
You're awesome.
But I'm a 9.5.
9.5.
I'm a 9.5. Why am I getting points taken off?
Because there's no such thing as a 10.
If
there was such thing as a 10, I would have been married at least once.
Really?
At least one.
What happened to Brown Eyes Girls? You don't like Brown Eyes Girls, Quest?
What's Brown Eyes Girl got to do anything? Brown Eyes Girl. Oh, you saying? Oh, that question. Oh. Oh no, no, no.
Yeah.
Brown
no.
Eyes Girls is she's we're friends. I'm as close to Brown Eyes Girls as I am to anybody else. Just
right, but she's
you know?
Not a 10 or a 9?
No, she's not a 10. She's cute, though.
What about
she's
Mona?
Cute.
Mona got tattoos. She got a little booty.
Yeah, that's what, I'll be honest, I'm not going to lie. That's what I'm looking at right now. And I happen to be looking at Mona's ass down when you say that. But, no 10, you. But no. No 10.
No.
Right. Well, let me ask you, what 10 did you know? Who's a 10 that you know? Give me a 10. It doesn't have to be somebody you know. It doesn't have to be somebody you know personally. Just name a 10 guy, period. That just,
out of the guys?
You got to put a lot of 10?
You said out of the guys?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Just a 10 guy. It doesn't, like, I mean, you don't have to be somebody you know or we all know. Just a 10 guy. Who qualifies for 10? I'm just curious.
Who will fall under 10 as far as guys?
Oh, I said who isn't. You asked is anybody a 10. I said nobody that I know of.
Oh,
I'm asking
you know
of. Right.
You asked me who is a 10. I said me, but you want to know out of the guys.
Right, out of the guys. I'm sorry. I misunderstood. Yes, out of the guys.
Out of the guys. Nope, I don't see no 10s.
Okay, well,
that was all right.
Oh, I know who. In the fantasy lounge? In the fantasy
I'm
lounge?
That... In the fantasy lounge. Oh, well, never mind. I know that who this answer going to be then. Go.
No. In the fantasy lounge, we have a member who's very silent. Like, he don't even say hi, you know. I'm going to vote for Omar.
Oh, that guy?
Mm-hmm.
That Omar dude?
Mm-hmm.
No, I'm a 7.
I saw him on the Olympus.
I'm self-voting. I'm self-voting and promoting.
Omar, I saw him on the Olympus list. But I ain't heard from him.
Huh?
He's probably shy. Do you even know if he's straight? Is he straight?
Yeah. He said he gets our messages. I don't like even if he wasn't straight, he could have just, you know, said hi. But he said, no, we don't wanna do that. No. He said, no, he doesn't even crash
shit. I can't take it.
I mean, Fruity is welcome. I mean, you know. Bi-curious is welcome, I guess. I don't know. Everybody, on a low, on a quest. I don't know.
On a low.
Just saying, just whatever, I guess, To each his own, as they say. To each his own. I'm not a judge. I don't judge people. That's what we were just talking about.
You know what?
I don't judge people.
You know what, Crush? I apologize. You're absolutely right. It was no reason at all for me to imply that that guy Omar was gay or he had any other impact that would not make him a gay.
Oh, the low. I don't know. You could be on the low and on a quest. You could be on the low and on a quest. But, at the end of the day,
they just have joined the group as a front to hide his real personality. Because, I got two profiles. And then I got the one that family and friends see.
Uh-huh.
And got the one that.
Oh, my God.
And I'm just Omar, the fantasy lines for his public image, but in privacy, he may be, swinging the other way.
I don't know.
I've never met him. He's not on my friends list. He's not on my friends list. So I
he on my friends list. We be playing words
he's
of friends.
He's on your friends list. Oh, okay,
We play words of friends.
Oh my goodness.
I'm putting on booty lotion now. I'm gonna make a little booty video.
Hey, what's 7752? This is 7752, right? Yes,
I'm putting on booty lotion. I'm going to make him a booty video right now. I don't know.
Oh, really? You going to make Omar one?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. That was good.
I got my baby oil. I'm going to make it twist.
I'm going to
make it all
what,
shiny.
The easiest way to find out if Omar was gay or not, on the no-panty day, he signed your wall and come take a peek?
No-panty day, did he? Oh, no, he was already there.
Did he? If he didn't sign the wall and take a peek, then I think he's suspect. Just slightly.
Maybe. But I think he's already there.
Oh,
I don't know. I mean, everybody everybody don't have to be in my walls, I'm not that type of girl.
Okay. Okay, it's it. Well, I remember behind the wall.
All my walls are still intact. Look, all my walls are still intact, so,
Anyway, son, you said you had something you want to send me? Son, 752?
Nah, yeah.
You good? You good? You know what? I'm just saying, son, since we ain't really in showtime right now, I'm gonna be honest,
right, dude.
You get on the radio, and you can speak your motherfucking lips and public speaking. You great, and you can sound very intellectual about a variety of subjects.
Mm-hmm.
Soon as Crush. Star's doing just a little bit of flirting. So you get the fumbling. And I'll be honest, half the times I'm sitting there pushing Crush on saying, get him, Crush. About 2 weeks ago, I actually sent you one of the private messages by accident saying what I was trying to get Crush to pick on you a little bit longer. But I apologize for that, man. That was wrong. Me, you supposed to be cool. And I'm not supposed to be laughing.
I don't do that because I had a crush on son when I first heard him.
Do you have a crush on son or 752 or Omar, excuse me.
Well, they're all the same person. Sun 752 and Omar is all the same person, you know.
They're the same guy. You're a damn lot.
Not at all.
Say your name is Omar.
It could
damn.
Be.
It could be.
Omar, hey, look, man, I did not know that. I tell you, I did not know. Look, I don't know. I know. I didn't know.
You knew that on the question.
I wouldn't even call you out like that if I know.
Don't worry about it. If anybody
so you wouldn't
take a joke,
you
I
wouldn't have called him. You wouldn't have applied if he was homosexual if you knew that was Sun 752.
I definitely let you get away with saying that he was questing O for the download or whatever.
I didn't say that. I just said the each is on. If a person
that's
is
the way
on
I
the
heard
low,
it. I don't know how.
I said if a person is on the low or on the quest, each is on. That's what I said.
Okay. On the low.
On the low.
On the low.
On the low or on a quest.
Low,
on
the
low
download.
On the quest.
No, bro, I don't know about this quest. I don't know about the other
quest. I don't know, quest. You the one who sat there and said you got the two different lifestyles that you lead. So.
Okay, all right. Different things. I got my mama on my website, on my family, on my Facebook page. And they say things I want mama access to.
What? I mean, what are you doing on Facebook then? See?
Wait.
On a low and on a quest. See, okay, listen. You're on the low and you're on a quest, obviously.
Okay, well, I do things differently. I'm extremely consistent on the one that has my government name. Extremely.
I'm just saying, I'm not judging you. I'm just saying, you're on the low because you said you got two different bike cities, and your name is on the quest, so therefore you must be looking for something
to
conquer.
Need to come up with
another. Facebook.
Need to come up with another phrase other than on the low. I don't like anything.
Why?
It
implies. I'm not. It's not a. It actually implies to you. What?
Oh my God.
No,
I didn't mean it no type of way. Exactly, did what it was. Now, if you're taking it some type of way, that's on you. I can't control how you understand what I'm saying.
It's nothing low about me. That's all I can say.
Low on the quest. You just sat here and said you have two different pages. We got your real government, you have on the quest, and your mama's on one, and you don't want your mama to know something. So that's somebody that's on the low, right?
You know what? Truth be told, on the quest didn't even come up until you embraced my age. On the quest didn't even exist. Until you and Brick's my age. When y'all guess
until
my age, I was...
Me and Brick did what?
Y'all guess my one day age. Listening, you guys... And I made the comment of being younger than Brick, and Brick said, no, you're a year older or something like that. And I said, well, how do you know how old I am? And she goes, and at that point, I figured you guys just Googled my name and came across, that old black page that I had.
It is not that serious. I didn't care for your age,
That's when I changed my story. I've used that name for 10, 15, 25 years. I decided I better have something different at that point.
Because of your age? That makes no sense. You acting like we had your full birthday social security number. Good grief.
You did? Well, you had everything except for my social. If you, that Black Panther page did, I guess. I had that Black Panther page. I Googled it.
I don't know what you're talking about, but okay. That's what floats your boat.
Shout out to LaCresh with saying good grief. Yeah, I love exclamations that come from the peanuts. Shout out to Charles Brown and all that.
Peanuts.
All right, look.
She said she would change her name to Revolution or Jamaica. All right, I ain't mad at you. I guess it's after hours. We're not doing anything. I got Sun. I got everybody online except for, well, I got Sun on a quest. Brooke, are you still with us? Yeah, Brooke is not there. Yeah, she's not there no more. She's not there no more. So
is Mike still on?
Huh?
Mike still on?
No, she's gone now. Yeah, she's gone now. She's gone now.
Okay. It's just me, you and Omar.
It's just me, you, and Sun 752. What's your name? What's your name, Bo?
What is his name?
Yeah, on a quest. What's your name? Huh?
Who asking me?
Yeah, what's your name? You know our names, why we can't know your name?
Well,
okay,
Mr.
Exactly.
You know,
Bomani Spearman. Oh, okay.
Bomani Spearman. That's my name. It's not as regal as Omar.
Omani, word.
Bomani.
I
think
it's different on that one. Not as regal, huh? Good word. Regal.
Not as regal.
I like it.
Right, yeah, I like it.
I'll see y'all later. Alright, I'll come to the show tomorrow. I'll pick y'all up.
You going to my website? You want to check out my beautiful website? Okay. What's the link?
Phone fluffy, fluffy girl, fluffy, fluffy.
Fluffy
I don't think
girl, phone fluffy, fluffy girl. Really? Really? Wow.
Phone fantasy, fluffy girl, funny girl.
No, it's www.superfluffyflirt.com.
Oh.
Okay? Superfluffyflirt.com. Go see how pretty it is. I'm going to put a picture of you up there.
Super fluffy flirt. Super fluffy flirt. Super fluffy flirt.
See how that goes? It rolls off your tongue, right? Super fluffy flirt.
Super flirt.
I'm going to make a new intro. I'm going to make a new intro. I made a rhyme up, too. It's called I'm a Bad Fluffy Chick. Me a new song up. On a quest, you're going to buy my single? I guess he left. All right, bye.
I was already leaving.
Right, I guess he left. All right, bye on a quest. It's been real. All right, later, guys.
All right.
Later, alligator. In a wild crocodile.
Work all night and a drink of rum. Stack banana till the morning come. Come, Mr. Tallyman, tally me banana. Come, Mr. Tallyman, tally me banana.
Lift 6 foot, 7 foot, 8 foot, punch.
Daylight come.
Thank you.